And we're back at EAA Radio, 96.5 FM and 1210 AM, and streaming live on EAARadio.net. Abington Welch, we have been speaking with, and she's got some interesting news about Puerto Rico and some cool airplanes she's been flying lately. Do tell.
Well, one of the things that has been kind of limiting the ferrying of some of the airplanes I take, I'm only limited to pistons because I can't fly a lot of jets right now. I don't have a lot of jet time. I only have like 50 hours or so. So I decided to go to Saab school and start learning how to fly jets. So I'm actually joining a regional airline, and I am going to be working with them for a little bit.
Excellent.
And flying around the Caribbean. So, of course, I have to take, you know, I for some reason, I like to fly over water. So,
hey, look, if the choice is between flying in snow and sleet in the winter or flying the Caribbean, you're the wisest woman I know.
Any day.
See, the only thing about water that worries me is I can't swim. So, you know, I do worry about that
sometimes.
That's
why you wear your PFD when you fly these long legs over water.
You have a life vest, you've got a raft, you don't have to swim.
Well, business jets, we never wore life rafts, PFDs. We just looked at the water and anyway. But
you guys didn't live in reality up there in the flight levels. That's all I have to say.
So what kind of airplane did you say down in the Caribbean?
Saab 340.
Oh, boy.
A classic.
And I will be in Puerto Rico starting August 17th for 8 to 9 weeks, roughly, is how long.
Do you have an apartment?
Not yet.
Okay, so let me know what you need, some help and stuff like that. I'll be back at the end of August. I've never been to Puerto Rico. I've never had a friend to visit in Puerto
Rico. Amy, this is going to be the start of a very beautiful thing.
This is going to be
thing.
So cool.
See, women can do that. No, if I said, can I come and visit, it would never work.
Are you kidding me? We were just going to extend the invitation.
But of course, I would certainly come.
All three of us will go hang out. Why don't we have EA Radio out of Puerto Rico?
I like this idea.
Yeah, and a local establishment. Where
maybe a palapa bar.
EAA corner or something. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Mai Tais and lots of rum.
Well, only before noon. So, you got to get the proper, you know, space and time between flying and talking on the radio.
Well, of course. Now, wait a second. I do have a question. Do you know, is it 8 hours bottle to throttle in a simulator?
That's a curious question. Well, you know, it can't be because there are a lot of flight simulator training and stuff like that where they're working. In fact, I heard something really interesting. TBM Dahir has now put a flight simulator in Melbourne, Florida, in a hyperbaric chamber.
Whoa.
And with lots of cameras so they can watch the pilot and record how the pilot becomes insidiously hypoxic and then show the pilot.
Oh, my gosh. What a great idea.
That's what I said when I heard that, too.
You know, and how long it took them after they became hypoxic to realize and get the oxygen on and things like that. It's a really interesting study. So I got to believe that people have done the study with the impairment, the other kinds of impairment. So how can that be illegal? As long as you're on the ground and you have supervision.
Well, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Now, with flight training devices or some simulators, you can log those hours.
Those are really sophisticated, though.
Right.
And I wouldn't want you to be impaired in them because you could break them.
Oh, no. Okay.
I flew with people who were impaired even when they hadn't been bottle to throttle, but that's another story. So you're going to love you're going to love regional flying. You're going to get a lot of landings down there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so you'll be all over the Caribbean.
The Caribbean, yeah.
Wow.
So all the way down to Trinidad and Tobago. I've never, all my ferrying has always been to Australia and Asia, so I know a lot of those island flying, you know, Tarawa and New Caledonia and Fiji and all of those places out there, Majuro and stuff, but the Caribbean, I've actually never been to. So I'm a member of the Baja Bush Pilots, and I've done their Central America trip through, it's always in January, where they tour down to Panama and then they fly back. And I believe in November they're going to be doing a trip to Cuba. which I would love to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be very, very interesting. I keep saying that
that's gonna start up soon.
I want that to happen a few times before I take my plane to Cuba so that I can see not so much. I think the Cubans are going to be very happy to have us. I want to make sure that the guys in customs back in Florida get used to planes coming back from Cuba and clearing them in without any hassle.
Right.
And I want to see them do it a few times.
And you bring up a good point, because that's what I've been hearing. The major kind of crux in the whole plan of flying to Cuba has been more of the bringing the airplanes back. So, because, they're just not used to it. But so I'm going to get a lot of good experience around the Caribbean. So hopefully that'll expand my ferrying into other parts of the world.
Are you a sailor? Do you like to sail?
I'm a diver.
Well, you're going to like that part of it.
Yeah.
You're going to love that part of it enough. Don't fly too much. Make sure you yourself a window for that diving, because you really need to give yourself space.
Yes.
That's very, very critical. After you've been diving for a couple of days, you can't just pop back into an airplane and go to altitude.
Which is another reason, of course, that I don't swim. I had that in mind long ago. But I think that's going to be so exciting, though. I mean, to be out flying 3 or 4 legs a day and lots of landings. Of course, the one problem you have down in the Caribbean is you don't get to fly IFR very often. So, I mean, when it does happen, it's probably a bit of a challenge sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is, in the Caribbean, if you can see it and fly around it, then you're
good
fine.
Good point.
Yep.
And they're islands, so they're not a big land mass. Mm-hmm. So what you're getting, if you're getting an air mass thunderstorm, you know what time it's going to happen almost, based on, hot water, at the end of the day, or hot, and at night and hot land in the middle of the day. And so you really get used to the microclimates.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you can wait it out most of the time. So go somewhere else and sit, or just sit on the ground, and eventually you'll get there and move your passengers. What I think you're going to appreciate the most is island time, which is something you've probably experienced in the Pacific, but it's very alive and well in the Caribbean. And that means that we will get to the next stop. The airplane will get there, but we're going to get there after it rains. Mm-hmm. And she's laughing because she was in the Peace Corps too. I was in the Peace Corps many, many, many years ago, long before cell phones or anything like that, and even phones in the places where I was. And I had to learn village time, and all the villagers knew these kinds of rules. So in it was always the joke that the Peace Corps volunteer would be at the meeting in the rain or in the sleet or whatever horrible thing. Even if the road washed out, the Peace Corps volunteer would show up, but nobody else would. And then the Peace Corps volunteer would go home terribly disappointed that no one had showed up to their meeting. And then as soon as the sun was out, it was sunny, all the villagers would be there, but the Peace Corps volunteer wouldn't, because they didn't know that that's how the reschedule plan worked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now what do you do with your watches? I mean, where you're going to be on time all the time, and then you have
You're
going
to get used to it.
Time.
It'll work.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
There's an adjustment on the watch. we have
a watch for that.
It's going to be so fun, though. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope you'll keep us informed how the training goes and what you like about it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I'll be real active on social media with it, so you guys will follow along and...
Aren't you going to miss flying out over the vast aspects of the world?
Well, I'm still going to do that, but it's...
That's right, because airline pilots don't really work anyway.
They only
fly 2 or 3 days a month.
You're going to make us more enemies on this show if you keep talking like that.
Well, no, I think they're incredibly smart for working as little as they do. It's actually something I aspire to do.
It gives them time to be entrepreneurial.
I don't know how I can believe that statement when you just said you've been hired by an airline, you still intend to do some ferrying, and you have a full-time business that you operate. So I don't believe that you really admire airline pilots for having spare time.
And I accepted a board position.
Yeah, aviation.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. Well, there's only 24 hours in a day. Now, when I can figure out how to take a watch and make a 36-hour day out of it, then, you know, we'll be talking. So
that's going to be a neat trick. That is most definitely going to be a neat trick. Now, I'm going to see you tomorrow in the Women Venture picture, aren't I?
Absolutely. I already have my T-shirt.
Oh, excellent. You're way ahead of me. I know there are a few left. So after the show today, I'm going to go over and I'm going to get my beautiful coral T-shirt.
I like the color this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Tomorrow is going to be a sea of coral.
I know. We've had this discussion already, and I can't have one.
No.
Because it's for ladies only, and I accept that. But I still will be watching from the sidelines, and I think it's going to be a great event tomorrow, too. So, but, you know, and people can follow you on Facebook, and you're under Abington Welsh?
Abington is Alpha Bravo India November Golf Delta. It's not Tango. A lot of people think it's Abington, but it's Abingdon. Oscar November.
That's right. And it's the Abington Co., mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
That's the company. And you're also in Hangar C. Is that correct?
We're in Hangar C.
Excellent.
Yeah, come see us.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on Attitude Adjustment. We're going to be right back at EAA Radio.